Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
I think it's really sexy.
You are?
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Freaking worst.
I just had to take it and put it between my legs. I would like to know things.
Okay.
That ain't no bird. You guys talk for a living.
Tonga Valoa.
Have you ever heard of the El Cortez Hotel and Casino?
No.
So it's in Vegas.
Tell me more.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. Well, you know, Vegas is starting to reopen, right?
Uh-huh.
And,
well, don't I know?
Yeah. Well, you've got your...
We'll be going in July.
Are you going?
As of now, yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Well, are you going to the El Cortez? Because this is one of those things now with the whole COVID thing kind of being on the back burner. I don't believe a lot of what I hear from places about, like, steps they're taking. So the El Tez, which I've never heard of, and it's in downtown Vegas. I can't imagine it's very big. They're saying that not only did they clean all 30,000 of their casino chips, they're saying they've coated the chips with an antimicrobacterial solution that prevents viruses from sticking to the surface.
Okay.
If that's a thing, why wouldn't we be just putting that on everything? Is there such a thing
right
that you can have that? Or is the El Cortez Hotel and Casino just that much better than everything else?
No, I think they're just making stuff up.
Okay.
Because, like, they want you to go there.
One, I don't believe that they cleaned all of their chips. And two, no, I don't think they coated them with a special solution that prevents the virus from sticking to them. I don't believe that.
Yeah, the chip thing, like, I can't imagine they're cleaning those.
No. And I also don't believe, like, if there was a thing, why wouldn't we all be coating door handles and businesses and offices and the microphones and keyboards? Why wouldn't we be putting that on everything? But casino chips? Really? Like, wouldn't we put that on money? Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems if we could do that? So I'm just going to go on record and say that...
Why so rational?
El Cortez, I don't believe you. Sorry, I don't. I haven't heard that from the Wynn or any of the other big casinos. I don't believe that you are doing that.
El Cortez, never heard of it. I will say that downtown Las Vegas sucks. And I know a lot of people think it's great. I will contend that it still sucks.
Okay.
I guess they've got a super cool new casino and, like, huge sportsbook pool type thing going in up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't it called, like, South Point or something?
No, South Point's out. Well, South Point's a different one. But they are opening a big one in downtown that's supposed to be pretty awesome. But I tell you what, man, the downtown thing, a lot of people are like, oh, it's great. Go walk down there. Don't. Well, it sucks. If you there's a zip line.
Well, do it once because I think it's a cool experience. But
yeah, see, I don't. I think it's a crappy experience.
Well, if you want to be safe while down there gambling, you might want to consider going to the El Cortez.
Clean well, I'm chips. Looking at the El Cortez here.
Yeah.
What would it take to get you in there?
I would need a better end. I have
my
not,
brother, lo-
I have not
is...
looked up the El Cortez.
And by the way, having as much as we know about Vegas,
yeah,
and as often as, well, at least I go to Vegas, having never heard of it, doesn't that give you like
yeah,
pause?
Because I've heard of the Stratosphere, and under no circumstances am I going to stay at the Stratosphere.
Right.
And if something
you've
tells me.
You've heard of Hooters, you've heard of.
Yeah.
You've heard of all of them. You've never heard of the El Cortez.
Nah. I see the picture.
Yeah.
You going in there, Mike?
By the way, I'm looking it up right
Let's
now.
Let's try to get a room. I'm going to book right
I
now.
Just, I think there's better
it.
Options.
So on June, I looked at June 10th, right?
How much?
Take a guess.
$79.
$25.
What?
Well, couldn't you stay at New York for $25?
25 big ones.
Wouldn't that be a better spending of that 25 at New York
sucks.
Now, I will tell you on the
at
weekend.
At least it's on the strip.
On the weekend at the El Cortez, that's going to jump.
$29.
All the way up to $43.
Ooh.
Little steep.
Wow. Little steep for
little
that.
Little steep on the weekends, hotel. El Cortez.
Did you see the pictures of their rooms there?
No, I just saw the picture of the outside, and it kind of reminds me of like a bad Ramada Inn.
It's not good.
Although there is free gas and gift card giveaways all in May.
Free gas?
Yes.
Oh, gas card.
Yeah, I guess it's free gas and gift cards.
This picture of the room, all wood paneling.
Yeah.
The mini fridge is sitting on top of a table for some reason.
Yeah.
And there's a really old-fashioned couch that looks like it's from 1972.
Surely they have a super nice suite for like the high roller guys, right? Don't they all?
Boy, I'm not certain that what is considered a whale at the El Cortez.
I don't know.
Like if,
they probably don't get many whales there.
I'm guessing not. So if you're willing to drop like let's say 10 G's, are you high roller?
No.
At the El Cortez?
No.
You certain about that?
El Cortez has rooms for every taste and every budget, says their website. For those who desire an old school experience, our vintage or pavilion rooms are a perfect option. Our brand new tower premium rooms offer the best of contemporary luxury.
Do you see their sports book is like basically five like 25-inch TVs and about 15 chairs.
All right. Living the good life. Hey, man, that's balling on a budget. Not they everyone also, can go to Vegas and go big.
They also have cabana suites, which present an exclusive boutique experience.
Yeah.
And so, they have designer suites.
Someone says, I bet the Cortez doesn't actually give away gas cards, but rather just straight up a gallon of gas. You get one of those little red jugs. They're like, here.
Hey, I'd take that.
You get one gallon. What the hell are you going to do?
I love those.
Yeah, except you're in Vegas. You going to take that back on the airplane with you?
No, I can't.
You want to take a guess of what the first amenity listed on their site is? The first amenity.
No bed bugs.
Complimentary glass of wine or 12-ounce domestic draft with purchase of an entree in the restaurant.
Hey,
free drinks.
That's juicy. They're luring
always in, promote free drinks.
Luring in the big fish.
They They're also not have stupid. Free in-room coffee.
Okay,
fitness
they
center
should.
Access.
Okay.
I feel like that means you might have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. Unrestricted local calls.
Hey.
Now, the only time that I've stayed like on an off-brand Vegas property is the old XFL, when they flew me in there to try out for that, we stayed at Terrible's hotel and casino.
I've heard of that.
And it's, let's just say that the name speaks volumes.
Is that a whole bit? Like it's supposed to be terrible?
No, it's like terrible.
Why would they call it terrible?
Because it's like supposed to be like an outlaw sort of theme. It's like abandoned on there. I guess
Ooh,
there
boy,
was.
Boy, that looks worse than El Cortez.
It is.
Holy crap. They put you up there?
That's where they put us.
What did you say it was called? Terribles?
Terribles.
I want to see how much rooms cost there.
Yeah, when that was going on and they would fly you in and it was in Vegas and you're like, oh, we're going to Vegas, and they put us up at Terribles. And that was also the place where when they picked me up in the morning to go do the tryout, I was like, hey, where's the locker room to change? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, where do we change? And they're like, I don't know. Like, they just took us out to like a high school field. And did the workout there with like a bunch of people. So I had to change in the back of like a Datsun S10 pickup or something. It's awful.
I don't think they have their own website.
No, they don't. Like Terrible's, you can't even
Terrible's doesn't have their own website.
You click on it and it says the site can't be reached.
Yeah, they don't.
All you can go to is visitlasvegas.com and then view it.
Why? You stayed at Terrible.
Gene, Nevada.
I did not pay for it, but yes, they put me up at Terrible's Hotel and Casino.
So sorry.
Yeah. If you want to know like what those budget leagues are all about, I give you Terrible's
That's
Hotel.
That's way south of Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, the website says just a short drive to the Strip.
It's 30 minutes from the airport.
Don't go. Under any circumstances. All right. Don't go.
All right. Where were we, Bill?
I don't know. We got derailed by that because I saw on Twitter that the El Cortez was doing the antivirus chips. And I'm all right. Yeah, no.
I'm going to tell you about the world's oldest man has died again. Can you believe they just keep dying?
I think that's what old people do.
All right. Yeah, that story next on The Fan.
Day, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
One last Vegas note before you go down there. You know, casinos are opening now on the like different Native American casinos are being able to open up. And so pictures are starting to trickle out about what everything looks like. And it is bizarre. There's one I just saw here because I just started Googling COVID casinos. And different photos are popping up. And there's this one. And this one is the Foxwoods Tribal Casino in Connecticut. And they've got bubbles. So instead of like sheets separating the players, you literally walk into half bubbles and then your hands are able to go underneath them, but you're like in a phone booth kind of thing. And then your hands just stick out from underneath to play whatever game you want. But other than that, you're enclosed in a bubble.
So weird.
Yeah. And that's what they've got at all the table games. And then the slot machines, they just have big dividers. Like think again, like a phone booth. You were literally walking into a phone booth. Although, when you leave that slot machine, does someone have to come in then and clean that phone booth that you're in?
I'm guessing they do.
Every time someone leaves?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, there's a bunch of photos out there. If you like want to go on Twitter or whatever, there's a ton of photos now that people are tweeting out about what casinos look like at some of the Native American casinos that are already open. And then the Vegas ones are getting ready to open up, I think, later this week.
Somebody said you can reach Terribles by shortwave radio. They're at 3,800 megahertz. Ask for Sneaky Don, the desk manager.
Give you a screaming deal.
God, that sounds right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we lost the world's oldest man, Jace.
I think that happens from time to time.
Can't believe it, but he died.
So who's the new world's oldest man?
He was in the UK. His name was Robert Whatton. Look at you just putting Robert 6 feet under and moving on to the next guy.
Robert?
His name is Robert Whatton, Whitton. And he died peacefully in his sleep at the age of 112.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Okay, now I went on record as stating that literally every single person that holds this record or has held this record, never once have I looked at them and been like, I want to live to be 112. I look at them and I'm like, my God, bury me long before this happens.
He didn't look bad.
For being 112 and the cops, for what else is out there, he may be the best looking oldest man in
yeah, because this
in
picture,
recent memory.
The picture you're probably seeing is the one of him just staring at you with the blue sweater on.
Yeah.
And he's got the glasses that look like maybe they're from the 40s.
Yeah.
Possibly 50s.
About 2.5 inches thick.
Yeah, but that's from 2018.
Yeah,
that photo. How good does that guy look?
That's not so bad because like a lot of them, and you'll get some of the people. They look like the Crypt Keeper, right? I'm like, you're not trying to be insensitive, but I mean, they look like death.
You're talking about Kane Tanaka, and Kane is the new. Well, that was the world's oldest man.
Yeah.
This guy,
Bob.
Yeah, Bob. So he died at 112. The world's oldest woman is 117, still going.
Yeah.
Her name is Kane Tanaka. Look her up.
On my way?
And I think that's more what you're talking about. Anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
She's 117, dude. She was born in 1903.
Think about what she has seen. Now.
Yeah. If she could open her eyes.
She
looks dead.
Do you look at that?
1903. Unbelievable.
No, I get that people don't want to die. Maybe you don't know what's happening, you know, after you die, or you just, you know, my grandmother was like this. She wanted to hold on for no matter what the pain and discomfort and like the cancer treatments, she did not want to go under any circumstances. My dad, when he passed, was like, dude, bring it on. Like, I'm tired, I hurt, I'm done. I just look at her and I'm like, no. Nothing about that to me sounds like, hey, let's hang around for 115 years.
Would you get satisfaction out of writing a book? You may, right?
I guess.
Okay, she wrote a book at the age of 107.
Did she write it or?
Well, it says she wrote it.
I don't think she can open her eyes.
She beat cancer. She beat colon cancer. She got colon cancer at 103 and everybody said, well.
This is it.
Yeah. 14 years later, she's still kicking.
She's probably had COVID like 6 times. She's like, it ain't getting me.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
But like, it's just, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for Judge. You're 115 years old. What am I going to look like when you're 115? But that just doesn't look pleasing to me that that's what I want to be like.
She lives in Japan. She lives in a nursing home and
has got a sweet kimono, though.
Since 2005. And she says that she spends her afternoons studying mathematics.
Really?
Yeah, she's still working her brain, man. 117. That's unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Just again, just I encourage anyone, just take a lap around the internet and look up world oldest people. You know, just see kind of.
Well, how do you explain Robert?
That's the one guy.
Robert Whatton.
He's the one guy that kind of bucks that trend.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Where he just looks old, but the rest of them, the stuff of a fever dream.
This could squash coronavirus. Are you excited? Do I have your attention yet?
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, I've got something that could squash coronavirus, but wipe out the U.S. and kill billions.
Oh.
In the meantime?
Well, that's... that's not good. That seems
you don't
to be,
want that trade-off.
Seems to be counterproductive.
Well, yeah. Coronavirus would be dead.
Be dead, but you said a billions?
Uh-huh.
Well, that seems like a kind of one of those needful thing trade-off things. Like you make a deal with the devil and then you get what you want, but you know.
It's the super volcano in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh yeah, that. What's 2020 bringing next? Welcome to the super volcano.
Yep, they're saying that it is overdue. It's a volcano in Yellowstone National Park, and it could cause an ultra catastrophe. The full eruption last happened 640,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah, so we're way overdue.
And if she blew again, it would kill billions and make the United States uninhabitable.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, do you really believe that?
Yes, I do. There was one, I'll look it up, but we've talked about it. There was a volcano that blew, I think it was out in Indonesia somewhere. And this was it 70,000-ish years ago? And they say that it almost wiped out humanity. You know, depending on who you talk to and what scientists, they generally agree that it wiped out somewhere around half to two-thirds of the human population. So, yeah, I kind of believe that whole super volcano... yeah, that's real because, well, they've happened in the past, and if they've happened in the past, they can happen in the future.
When it does happen, the eruption would propel something like 240 cubic miles of rock, dust, and ash into the sky.
Yeah.
This is very similar to the last time it erupted. It would also create a flow of magma that would bury the area within a 40-mile radius. Chunks of Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah would end up under... up to 3 feet of ash. Parts of the Midwest would be covered in at least a few inches of such ash, becoming dark. And if you think that already doesn't sound good, the emission of dust and toxic gases like sulfur monoxide into the atmosphere would create an acidic veil around the planet, reflecting sunlight. It would lead to dramatic cooling of the global climate that would last at least several years.
Oh,
this would devastate crops and... the destruction of the power grid.
Well, it just sounds simply wonderful.
Yeah.
So as Brian Walsh writes in his op-ed in the New York Times, a 2015 report for the European Science Foundation on extreme geohazards called What Might Happen, the greatest catastrophe since the dawn of civilization, billions could be wiped out.
Yeah. Well, this is one of those things that we have a hard time accepting this, but if you go back to the history of our planet, we haven't been on it very long. And long before we got here, and even while we've been here, occasionally, every couple hundred thousand or every couple million years, something bad really happens. Something smacks us, volcano goes off, you know, that whole, you know, earth rattling sort of thing and mass extinctions. Yeah, that happens from time to time. And one of these days, another one's going to happen. Just because we're on it doesn't mean that that's not going to happen. We have a hard time wrapping our head around that.
So here are the numbers. So they get about 3,000 small earthquakes a year there, Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
The catastrophic blasts are infrequent. Besides the so-called Lava Creek eruption, which was 640,000 years ago, it fully exploded approximately 1.3 million and 2.1 million years ago, which means there are about 660 to 800,000 years in between.
Huh. And that always seems like a long time, but when you put it in terms of, you know...
Well, they're saying it could be any time. Well, by my math, that means we still have 20,000 years.
Well, this is like the...
Which is like not that long, but to us it is.
Yeah, this is like kind of the weird part about whenever you talk about... What do you even call that? Like geological terms? Yeah, it's just... It's so far spread out, but... Someone, in theory, is going to be alive when this happens. In fact, I want to say it was a couple months ago... I was watching one of the Discovery Channel type. I think it was the Discovery Channel. Might have been something else, but one of those programs, and it was about the death of the universe, and it blew me away that basically no more stars are being created. All the matter that you need to make up stars has already been used up, and so that basically no more are really being created, and so the universe is dying. And it went through step by step of what's going to happen as the universe dies.
All right.
And it's mind-blowing now that you're talking like our sun. They're saying that we've got another couple billion years before it happens. But eventually, if we're still hanging around and we haven't killed ourselves off, someone eventually is going to be on this planet a couple billion years from now and being like, that sun thing up there, yeah, that's going away. Like, it's mind-blowing when you watch a program like that eventually, if you stick around long enough, someone is going to be here to see the end of it all. And there's nothing you're going to do that's going to stop it.
Here is an article in Forbes from March of this year titled, "Is Yellowstone About to Erupt?" This is from a guy by the name of Robin Andrews, who has written on this subject multiple times. He said, "You'll never guess what. Yellowstone's infamous supervolcanic system is not gearing up to an eruption, and volcanologists aren't warning that there is a high risk of anything dangerous happening in or around Yellowstone."
Ah, we're fine.
"Anything you read to the contrary is, I promise you, fear-mongering clickbait of the highest order."
See? We're fine.
So you have nothing to worry about.
Nah, we're good. Except for the
Can't
sun.
Can they just put a cap on it?
Like, except for the sun dying, which will happen eventually. That is happening.
Yeah. Looks pretty bright right now.
Yeah.
Sure, it's fine.
But it's happening.
Well, I'm going to do my part by drinking a glass of red wine tonight.
What's your part? What is that?
I feel like it helps.
Okay. Some sort of cosmic what have you?
Doing my part.
Yeah. It is funny, though, when you watch one of those programs, you walk away being like, we're all doomed. And then you're like, oh, wait. It's like 2 trillion years from now. But eventually, we're all screwed.
All right, I've got animal news coming up next.
Ooh,
but
so
first,
do I.
Yeah?
Yeah, my plan is backfiring, I think.
Oh, the raccoon.
Operation Best Friend
Let's get an update.
Operation Best Friend is taking a real negative turn all of a sudden.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And you still have both your eyes.
I know. Not attracting raccoons, but something else.
Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, we've lost Rob. We don't know where he's at. Rob had animal news, but since he's not here, I'll share my animal news.
Yeah, I think your animal news probably more interesting and exciting to the large group of us who want Operation Best Friend to succeed.
Yeah, so if you
have not succeed, because it'd be funny.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, I spotted last weekend a raccoon supposedly living in a tree above my death shed where the wood pile once sat. But it's so high
you
up.
You even posted a picture.
I did, but it's way up there. Like, you can barely see him, but we've only seen him climbing the tree once, and he was hanging out there, but it's a good 40 feet up. And so I've begun to try to lure the raccoon back down so that I can be best friends. So I'm leaving raccoon treats on the top of my desk shed and maybe my neighbor's roof as well, again, trying to coax him down. Well, I'm here to tell you that so far I have not seen a reemergence of the raccoon, which has been quite sad. But this morning I spotted, because there's like three or four of these trees in my yard, so I spotted two furry creatures hanging out in the tree, and one on the tree, one on the fence, because the tree kind of has, it kind of intermingles with the fence. And I was all excited that I have not one, but two raccoons, right? And maybe a different set of raccoons living in another tree, and I got all fired up for it. And so I was like,
Operation Best Friends.
Exactly. Operation Best Friend was about ready to turn into Operation Best Friends. I was so excited. Not only was I going to have the Hamburglar, but Tom Nook was going to be there. That's the other raccoon that I'm going to name.
All right.
Is Tom Nook. I was all fired up about it. And then I go outside.
Good reference, by the way. I was not expecting to know that.
Thank
What's
you.
What's that from?
It's a game.
Yeah. Just worry about quests.
What's
okay?
the quest?
The quest is, I don't know, you build your own island.
And you're in debt. Tom Nook is...
Sounds lame.
Devil. Yeah. Yeah, Tom Nook's kind of a bastard.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah, no one likes him.
Would you like something nice? Pay me all your money.
Yeah, give me all your bells. So I go running outside because I'm all fired up, right? Because they're down. Like, they're not 40 feet up in the air. They're right there. Fence level. Now is my time to bond with the raccoons. So I go out there and I've got my fruit. I've got my corn. I'm ready to go. Possums.
Oh, no.
Not raccoons. Possums. So I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, ah. So now
Operation
my
Operation uh-oh.
That's yes, what I would have said, too.
I've gone from my... And it's exact, those were my exact words. My heart... You could see the... If someone was filming me, you could see the exact moment where my heart shattered. Where I'm like, two raccoons right down here. This is where they realize that I am friend to all raccoons, not foe. Instead, I've got evil freaking possums now hanging out along my fence line. What the hell? I was all like, how do you go from raccoons to possums? So devastated. Now I don't
even see multiple animals like food.
I know. So how do I attract the
Good
raccoons?
Point, Mike.
And by the way, do the possums chase away the raccoons? Do raccoons chase away possums?
I feel like the coons are...
I don't know what's happening.
...are higher on the... Aren't they
well,
higher
but if
on
the raccoons are gone, then that means the possums probably chased them away.
I don't know, but remember...
Next thing you know, you're going to have a family of skunks.
In the death pile of wood at the bottom of it...
You better watch out for skunks, dude.
Possums, but not raccoons. Yeah, so I don't know what to make.
But you found the dead possum?
Yeah, that was what was at the that was what was stinking up the dead wood pile. Mm. I'm not sure exactly how to explain away the cat and the bird, but yeah, the well, and it was more than one. There was a couple possums that had morphed into one gross dead pile of possum that was at the bottom of the wood pile.
Do you think the possums are coming to your house to see if they can find their lost family and who caused it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if they come looking at me? Now, I will say that I shooed.
It was a burial ground, and you dug it up.
I rough-talked some possums today. I did. I gave them the, yeah, 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 yeah. And then I threw something at them.
I did.
So now I've put the possums on notice. Hey, not your friend or ally. And then I got the dogs out there, and the dogs were barking at them, and they chased them. They chased them away.
Now, here come the snakes.
But now... What the hell am I supposed to... I don't know what to do to lure the raccoon down to become best friends.
What if the raccoon's gone? But you haven't seen him.
No, I haven't. But someone's been taking the treats. My guess is the freaking possums. So now I've probably now attracted possums to come into the yard, and they think they're being fed. And what if the possums have chased away my friendly raccoon?
I think you should stack the deck in favor of the raccoons.
How?
Like, shoot them up with steroids. And give them knives.
Can I leave some, like, creatine on top? Like, get, like, some super buff raccoon?
I think that would work.
Out.
But who would win?
Get their energy going.
Wildlife fight. Raccoons, possums. Who wins?
I don't know.
I would
always
assume,
kind of viewed them as even, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's. I bet it's fairly even, but I would assume raccoons.
Well, they've got cute little hands. I would think that maybe they could do some sort of raccoon jiu-jitsu and take out the possum. Oh, but the possum's got that nasty tail.
Yeah, possums are more disgusting.
Yeah, they look awful.
Apparently, it's minus 110 on both sides.
On both sides?
It's about 50-50, according to What is that website? Quora or whatever? You guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Quora?
Where they ask a question and someone random on the internet
answers
it.
They try to answer the questions. Yeah. I forget how you pronounce it, but it's Quora. They say it's like 50-50.
Hmm.
Depending on size and skill.
Well, now I'm questioning my whole strategy.
Someone asked that question, by the way.
That's a key question. Who's bigger? Of your specific...
The possum.
Ooh, see, that's bad.
So, now, to be fair, I've only seen the one raccoon, and he was really high up. But he or she, I respect, I respect the raccoon's privacy.
Don't assume the gender, then.
It seemed pretty small. The one possum was kind of in the tree, and it was hard to see. The one that was on the fence, I got a photo of it. The one that's on the fence is kind of large and in charge.
Suki, if you keep leaving food out, you're going to get many interesting creatures in your backyard.
Well, to be fair, the possums appeared in the tree and fence line that is the complete opposite side of the yard of where I'm leaving the treats. So I'm not sure what's going down.
You're sure what's going down.
I'm afraid that I'm causing some sort of animal civil war happening in my backyard. And then we're dealing with squirrels. And already we've encountered many dead animals. I know that murder has occurred in my backyard.
Man, you got a whole thing going on.
I got a whole thing happening.
Suki, it's the animal uprising and they're coming for you.
Yes.
Not for each other, for you.
Did you see?
And you're leading them to you with the food. They listen to the show. They know what's going on.
They probably do listen.
You got little raccoon radios out there. Word is spread around.
No, there's like a squirrel in the tree right outside here with something aimed at you to hear your voice.
And passing information.
Well, they probably use carrier pigeon, don't you think?
Well, one would think.
They probably have email by now.
Well, anyway, did you see the boars that ate all the cocaine?
Yeah, look at this. Look at that thing hanging out on the...
You've got photos.
Yeah, I've got a photo.
Let me see this.
I've circled it once again.
Let me see this here.
Yeah. Look at that bastard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that a big possum?
It.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
how do you...
Oh,
saw your nudes.
All right.
Dude, that is a big old possum.
Yes.
This guy's well fed.
This text says, I saw a girl in Southeast Portland last summer walking down the street with a possum on the shoulder. They will be your friend too, Suk.
I don't want to befriend the possums. I don't. I want to befriend the raccoons, possibly the squirrels. I'm not interested right now in what the possums have going on. But so far, I am a bit concerned that multiple murders have occurred in my woodpile, and now I apparently have some sort of warring faction between raccoons and possums and whatever else is happening back there, and it's a little unsettled. I feel like I need to get some, like, night cameras, because I'm assuming this is all going down at night. I need to get some night vision out there and find out what's going on. Although, to be fair, I have seen the raccoon and the possums during the day, but just this one time each. And what if, like, because the possums are on one side, what if that really is what's happening? Is the raccoons live in the trees on one side and the possums on the other? And then they meet in the middle for some sort of, like, a monkey death fight in the middle of the night.
Or they're targeting you.
It's possible.
Which animal would you least like to see show up due to the food being left out?
Well, I'm afraid of skunks.
You're afraid of them?
I don't want skunks. Like, what happens if, like a skunk shows up and then all of a sudden,
that's
like,
no good.
They're spraying everything? I don't want that.
Have you ever been super close to skunk spray? Because if you haven't,
think so.
You won't respect them until you've had a dog that got sprayed, or it's sprayed right in front of you.
Yes.
It's the worst. They are not to be effed with.
Yeah.
They will point their butt and fart at you.
When I lived in...
And it's awful.
What is the way to get rid of it? You're supposed to, like, take a bath in tomato soup or something?
Tomato juice.
Now, I will tell you that when I lived in the Wild West of La Center, when I lived out on property, I did murder skunks and porcupines. Because those are like they will F up your dogs. Like, those were no joke whatsoever. And so you would shoot them and then just drag them up into the woods. But now that I'm in civilized society, I can't go will it. I can't open fire. I think that goes against some sort of city ordinance. La Center, you can shoot whatever you want. Vancouver, I can't. And I am mildly concerned that I have been leaving wildlife treats on the top of the shed now.
Yeah, it's almost like a gang's in New York in your backyard, says one of our texters.
Yeah. Well, and you said it's like an even battle between the raccoons and the possum.
Although, good times.
You saw the photo. That possum is huge.
Are you going to stop leaving the goodies out?
No.
Yeah, you got to keep us posted on this. I want you to do more. I want you to up the... I think this needs to be escalated. Because one, I want you to lose an eye, and two, I want to see what happens.
Can you look up what possums dislike and put that out so that they get scared away? Are they afraid of, like, a flashing light? Is there a certain food that they hate? Can you put up a sign that says, possum, you suck?
Well, I was thinking about, like, building, like, a little...
I bet they would hate that.
Well, and both can climb...
The you suck signs?
And both can climb trees, right?
So that'd piss them off.
Like, I can't leave something up in the tree for one and not the other. They both are capable of climbing up there. I'm a little like a...
Well, a trail cam, important.
Yeah.
We need a trail cam. It's for show research. Purchase it, please.
Sure.
And then, yeah. Keep us posted.
Yeah, well, please do.
Last night, I barbecued and I left some grilled pineapple. That was my last one that I left out there for the, you know... Again, I left it for the raccoons, but who the hell knows what's taking it now?
All right, we must run. We must run. We're running out of time. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, Monday show come and gone already, except for Mailing It In with Big John. Hello.
The final piece, the stamp on the envelope. Let's
that's what you mail are.
This in.
That's what you are, fine sir.
Yes, that's how we do it. I tie the bow. You guys wrap the box and I tie the bow.
Well, tie it on up for us.
Here, bring something.
I got nothing. You guys, other than my brother, would you quit picking on animals?
Just picking on animals?
Yeah, you're just agitating the animals. This is going to end poorly.
I'm trying not to. I want to make best friends with the animals, but I'm not happy that the possums have moved in.
John, we want it to end poorly.
Well, I know we do, but I feel like it's like if I find out my brother's in danger, I want him to be in danger, but... If he gets hurt and I don't say anything, then a little bit of that's on me. So even though I want him to lose an eye so that he has to wear an eye patch, I feel like I have to tell him not to do this. He'll ignore me. He doesn't listen to me. The great, like in my family, people will call me and they'll be like, you need to talk to your brother. And I'm like, why? He won't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me any more than he listens to anybody else.
So you're basically signing the waiver for your own. You're signing your name right now so that you have no liability, and then you can root.
Correct. At some point, I will show up in his house with my wife and children, and he'll be in the backyard maimed and bleeding and eyeless. And my family will look at me in horror, and at that moment I can say, I tried to tell him.
You know what? That's not... the worst prediction. It really isn't, because I'm not going to stop. I've got a chance to befriend a raccoon, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let a possum or two get in the way. It's not happening. And I will admit, I find it fascinating that after 40 plus years, people in my family still use John as some sort of conduit, as if he has sway over me. And this does happen quite a bit, and I never understood why.
No, I think it's because at one point, like, when you were 10 and I was 15, you had to listen to me.
Yeah.
Like you had, like you, if you were bound by brother law, you had to listen to me.
That is true.
And for some reason, nobody realizes that that went out the window shortly after that time.
Yeah. And yet to this day, I hear that quite a bit. Yeah, we talked to we tried to get John to talk to him. Yeah.
Not as much as I hear it. Have you talked to your brother? Has anybody told you? Well, John better do it. Have John talk to Jay.
Hey,
yeah, that doesn't work.
Especially when you know that raccoon's involved. Like, you're going to talk me off the ledge of getting a raccoon. Thanks for coming.
We need another update from your life.
Yeah.
When we last left on Friday, the three of us were talking about your attempt to redo a bathroom over the weekend.
Yes.
How did that go?
I saw the attempt.
Yeah, John
saw it. I
don't
know how it ended, but I saw the attempt.
Okay, so...
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that doesn't. So that sounds ominous.
It was ominous.
What do we have?
So I went home that night, and I was going to tear apart the bathroom. That was the goal.
Well, no, you told me as I walked out of here, and I laughed at you.
Yeah.
You said, oh, I think I'm going to get demo done and probably get some paint up tonight. I'm like, yeah, right, yeah. Dude.
Okay, so this is how it went down.
And
it
you were 70% confident.
The demo was. I get, yeah.
Okay, so I go in there, and anyone knows that you can turn off, there's water shutoff valves on all your appliances. Toilet, sink, whatever. So I go to turn those off so that I can rip out the sink. Well, I go to turn those off, and then you turn on the water to make sure it stopped. Yeah, it doesn't stop. I'm like, what? So the water valves do not work. There is no shutoff. And I'm like, well, this...
Oh, there you go.
This doesn't...
Told you it'd take you too long.
I love that that was literally the first thing you did.
Seriously.
We like to call that perpetually on.
Yes, it was. And so then I was just like, what in the hell? I'm like, we're just starting this, and I can't even turn off the water. And it won't, like, so then I could turn it off at the main, like, you go out to the street and turn it off. But if you turn it off at the street, then, and I rip it out, and then I turn the water back on, the water just goes everywhere. I have to be able to shut it off there. And so at that point, I couldn't go replace the water valve. So I was like, well, so that night I got home, nothing got done. Nothing. And I was like,
put you a little behind schedule.
So the next morning I wake up and I go get the valve replacements. So yeah. I'm like, okay. So I look it up. I'm like, I can do that. Doesn't seem that hard. So I get some plumber. Anyway, I go to the Home Depot and I get two water valves, turn off the water at the street.
This is the first of how many trips to Home Depot, you think, by the end of this? 800?
Yeah.
900?
They'll probably be quite a bit.
God.
So I go and I get the water valves replaced on the first time. Turn off the water at the main, replace the two valves, hook everything back up.
And it
works. I'm like, hell yeah, major success. Never done it before. Knocked out of the park. We're good to go.
I'm having a drink.
So yeah. Oh, believe me, I've been.
I'm done.
Yeah. So I'm feeling good. So I rip out the sink and I take the mirror off the wall, rip out the light fixture, and then I go to do the toilet. So turn off the water to the toilet. That one works, by the way. So I get the toilet out and then I go to take the wax ring off and I'm like, oh boy, the entire floor underneath the toilet completely rotten. Mm. Been leaking for God knows how long.
What's below there?
Subfloor.
Well, I know, but what's like, is it
crawl
on the ground or
crawl
is it crawl space.
Space? Yes.
So Rob, to paint the other picture. So Saturday night, I show up at my brother's house because it was my niece's birthday. And we walk in, we gave her a present, had some cake. And I see the bathroom door closed and I remember this conversation. And I go over to the bathroom door and I open it just a crack and everything's ripped out of the bathroom. There's a hole in the wall, there's a hole in the floor, and there's a rag shoved in each hole. And I just closed the door and walked away.
Can't have the gases backing up into it. So no, I have to replace the subfloor. So that is derailed.
Okay, but it's tiny, right? Small bathroom?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
So
Yes. So tomorrow, the subfloor should be done, and then...
Drop some subfloor on it?
And then we'll...
Yeah. Let's go pick up some subfloor, drop it in there. I'm sure that will go swimmingly.
So, yes.
That was problem 2 of 30 in this small, tiny project.
I have attempted three things, and two of them have been complete disasters.
Just wait.
Through no fault of my own, it's just it's an old house.
That's how it works. That's why nobody believes you.
Maybe the raccoon can help.
The best is I tried to convince myself. I was like, oh, I wonder if it's that bad. And so I took a screwdriver.
Poked it.
And I kind of poked it, and it went all the way through the floor. And I'm like, yeah.
It's that bad.
All right.
All right, good times. All right, we're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night. Thanks, John. Bye.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.